So in terms of how men and women view relationships, we women often get very worked up about looking in the distance for the relationship. We can often worry about getting hurt 6 months or a year down the line with a man. And we end up putting these walls around us without even realizing it. And this is just one of the ways that we can block love and great men from coming towards us and getting close to us. On the other hand, men are all about the moment in relationships. They just want to feel good right now in the moment when they're with a woman. Most men are not so concerned about what's going to happen 6 months or a year down the line with a woman. So we're all about looking ahead in the distance for the relationship, and men are all about the moment. If you could just reverse that and just play in the moment, just date a bunch of guys and have fun. If you're single or if you're in a relationship, you want to slow down the tempo of every moment when you're with a man, like we talked about in the last teleclass. So you're actually experiencing every moment while it's happening. This is where your power is when it comes to attracting men and making them feel incredibly connected to you. So you want to go from being results-oriented and attached to the outcome in relationships to being more process-oriented and in the moment. That's going from being in your masculine energy to your feminine energy when you're with a man. What happens when you do this is the man will almost start to feel a sense of urgency. If you're all about the moment and just enjoying every moment you have with him, he starts thinking, I better lock this girl down and I better get her to commit to me, because it's such a rare thing for a woman to have these tools and really know how to be in her feminine energy and in the moment when she's with a man. Keep in mind that image we talked about during the first teleclass of that woman up on the pedestal. You know, do you think a woman like that is trying to strategize to get a man to commit to her or get a man to do what she wants? Absolutely not, you know, because a woman like that doesn't need to do that. A woman who knows her value doesn't need to strategize to make a man do what she wants. She just always has men coming towards her, and all she has to do is be exactly who she is. She doesn't have to work hard at all or do anything to attract these great men towards her. So that's what we're working towards here, and that's what these tools will do for you. We tend to think that once we get into a great relationship or once we get committed to a guy, then we're going to feel like this goddess up on a pedestal. Then we'll feel good about ourselves. But it's actually just the opposite. You have to get yourself to a place first where you're feeling just so amazing and so magnetic, and then everything else will fall into place. So it's the difference between looking to a man to make you feel lit up versus lighting yourself up from the inside. And just knowing that once you do that, the right man for you will just come running, whether it's the man you're with now or a new man you're about to meet, or many men you're about to meet if you're single. So that's what these tools do for you. You want to light yourself up from the inside rather than looking to a man to make you feel lit up. And I'm going to teach you exactly how to do that with these tools.